get you set up.
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Nathan?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Nathan. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Happy Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Someone said in our morning meeting,
here, but...
oh, is it? That affects the type of work you do, I bet, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, sorry to hear that. So, but I was going to tell you, someone said in our morning meeting, happy Friday Eve, and I thought, I like that even better.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I know you were talking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
No, I don't have any other questions.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you for that. That means she did a pretty good job explaining it, so I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And the main benefit for you, of course, is within the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah.
Of course, because that will maximize the type of, you know, clients that are coming your way and the amount of clients, right? So the nice thing, too, price-wise, is that it's so affordable. Because you're a new business, I can put you into our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and that'll set everything at a flat rate month-to-month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you would be not only your first page listing on the major search engines, but also we would program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a different search result completely. Okay, so what will happen is once we program Wolf Excavation into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted, from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, do you have a business Facebook or a website or anything like that set up yet?
No, I mean, I have a Facebook page. It's about it, so.
And it's a business Facebook or a personal account?
It's business account.
Perfect. Okay. Because the reason I ask you that, Nathan, is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works, because the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. And you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right? Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because of the search engine tracking. And we'll make sure that if they're searching for, you know, excavation, grading, resloping, you know, anything that relates to your services, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for Wolf Excavation coming up. So it's designed, you know, naturally to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to see how many new clients you receive from Google, how many new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. So being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot for a couple months, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, maybe. I have to think about it for a minute, to be honest with you.
So I want you to be excited about this, and I want you to also be 100% comfortable. And I hear that hesitation in your voice. And when you say that you're wanting to think about it, is it the program, or is it the pricing, or is it that you're afraid that it might not work? What are your thoughts there?
Partially the pricing, and partially, you know, not getting what I want to get out of it. You know, just, I know y'all are doing your job and y'all sound wonderful on the phone and everything else, but like I'm a small company right now, and I'm trying to get out there, but you know, I feel like I don't know if I'm ready to, you know, have my face, my name plastered in front of everything, you know, trying to take on, you know, all this new work and stuff. Kind of how I feel about it, really.
So you feel like you're a little bit too small to take on, like a higher volume of jobs, it sounds like. Right?
Yes and no. Like I said, it just depends on the type of work that I'm taking on, you know. It could be a, you know, 2-week job or a 1-week job or a 1-day job or a half a day job. You know, all the work's different, you know, that comes my way.
Thank you for bringing that up, Nathan, because we can control that to some point by the keywords that we put you in. So let's say that you are indefinite about, I like the jobs that are 2 weeks and they keep me busy half through the month. Or let's say you're like, I like the jobs that are the 1-day quick in and out jobs. Either way, during the client interview, if you were to move forward, our technicians can see behind the scenes which keywords are generating the bigger jobs and which keywords are generating the quicker in and out jobs. And then they would program you in using those keywords specifically. So you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, getting jobs or inquiries that should be going to those bigger companies or anything like that if you're small. Then let's say 6 months from now you grow and you have a couple of crews under you and you want to open the floodgates and take on anything and everything that comes your way, then you let us know to modify the keywords to focus more on volume, and then they would do the updates for you, and any revisions that you make down the road, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. Okay? So
gotcha.
One thing I want to point out, just because you said, oh, I'm afraid I'm not going to get what I want out of it, and, you know, then you feel that you wasted a bunch of money, right? But worst case scenario is you're at that point, let's say you tried it for a couple of months and somewhere down the road, you didn't like it, or you were biting off more than you can chew and you ended up canceling. Worst case scenario is you'll have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now, because everything that we create for you, you're always going to have that for your business. So at that point, you'll be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be on all of the popular directories. You'll be accessible from the mobile platform. You know, if you ever canceled, naturally, you're not going to be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you'll have a much stronger internet presence than you have right now, you know, and that will help you a lot credibility-wise. You know, if somebody's thinking of hiring you and you've already bid on the work and they do a little bit of due diligence on you, you know, that will help that you have, you know, a lot of internet presence coming up. Now, with that being said, I want to throw this out there. If it would help whatsoever, I'll try to get it approved. Is we build Google compliant websites also. They charge $400 extra to put them together. But what I'm thinking is, since we're moving forward and we're filling the position today, and since you currently don't have a site, I would be willing to see if they would allow me to include the website for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. So in order to do that, I would have to explain your situation to my director and make a request, and of course I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the authorization to get everything going for $398 out the door and include the website, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Maybe.
Well, I say that only because it's 2025 and, you know, you're probably going to need a site anyway, no. Eventually. And a cool story I had just a couple of months ago, this client of mine called in and he said, you know, Tina, can you help me open it up? There's a lead coming through my site. So on the site, there's a contact form. And most people, when they see you on the first page, they're going to call you or click to your site for immediate contact. So they're never going to have to fill out that form, right? But there will be rare occurrences where they can't fill it out because they're at work or they're with family. And then you get notified that there's a lead coming through your site. And because that lead is a part of the Google listing, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. Okay. So, neat story. This client called me a few months ago and he said, you know, Tina, can you please help me open up the lead on my site? I can't read it. For some reason, his computer was having trouble. I said, yeah, no problem. And it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. And they gave their contact info. And he said, that is the strangest thing because that client, I didn't get that through Google. I guess he was using a lead service called Angie Leads. And he's like, I know that was a Angie Lead and I remember bidding on it. And I said, well, guess what happened after he went out and bid on it? That client did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a valid website and nice things being posted about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job. You know, so that's the bare minimum. In 2025, every business at least needs a site. And if I can help you out whatsoever in getting that included, I definitely don't mind doing so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think what all is involved with getting somebody to help make a website. You know, I don't even have anything in mind as far as what I'd make it look like and stuff.
Oh, okay. Let me send you a link to our pricing page on our website. There's different layouts and different examples. What they do initially, because our objective is going to be to get you up and running, so initially they're going to launch the site and they'll pull images off of your business Facebook to put on the site, right? If there's not enough content, they would use stock photos just to get it up and running. And then as you get content, let's say that you have some pretty cool before and after photos 2 weeks from now that you don't have today, by all means, you send it over to us. And as you send us content, we also update that on the site. And again, that's free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So on that text message that I just sent you, it's going to take you to our pricing page where it says localsplash.com/mysite.
Yeah.
And on the bottom of that page, once it loads, if you scroll down, you'll see, you know, starting at $2,500. That's as a standalone product. So if somebody calls us and they only want the site, they start at $2,500. If they bundle it together with our services, it's $400. But either way, I would get that, you know, we'll try to get an override to get that included for you at no additional cost. Because believe me, Nathan, I know as a startup business, you probably have other expenses going out. And, you know, if I could help you at least to get that included, I definitely will do what I can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's like you guys got a team of guys. They kind of throw together a generic web page. They could pull info off my Facebook, and they're pretty much, you guys are in control of it, and I can just tell you how to change it, basically. Or
you could make updates to it yourself through the dashboard. Okay. So any revisions that you make to the site, they're automatically sent, to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're going to love it. Absolutely. You're going to be so thrilled with the, you know, service. Our goal, just to let you know, is never for someone to spend $299 monthly with us and then just break even. Because if that's the case, it's nice, but it's not a smart business decision, right? So it's our goal to make sure that every client of ours yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment, you know, meaning for every dollar you spend, you yield $10 in return. And with a program like this, it's a no-brainer because they're already putting you where that high revenue is generated. You know, and here's the difference between a program like this and a typical lead service is a lead service will sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And typically it'll yield a bunch of price shoppers that are just, you know, looking for the cheapest rate because they know that it's being sent to multiple companies, right? And then sometimes, you know, you have a really good bid with someone and then you get undercut by some guy that comes along and offers the job for $50 cheaper, right? But with a program like this, it's going to yield a high-end client, someone that is willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to someone that's out there price shopping. Because when you think about it, Nathan, the only reason someone is going to even Google for your service is if they do have an immediate need to hire you. Google calls that a micro moment, you know, putting Wolf Excavation LLC in front of a potential client at the time that they need you. So that's the difference.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So do you think if I could get, you know, the website included, that would be doable for you to, you know, at least be able to try it and that way you can see firsthand how well it works?
I guess if we get the website included, I would do it.
Oh, I'm so excited, Nathan. You're going to be so thrilled with this. So give me one moment. I want to send out the request. And just to let you know, we work on a GChat system throughout the office. So when I send this out, I probably will get a response in like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I wait on his response, I'll just verify your information. So what is your last name? I'm assuming it's Wolf, but I don't want to assume.
Yeah, it is.
It is? Okay, I figured. And then if everything goes well, I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
It's wolf1excavation@gmail.com.
Okay, and am I correct in doing the Wolf with an E at the end, just like the business name?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so Wolf with an E, and then 1excavation@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, and then I see this phone number ending in 0970. Is there an alternate phone number for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Just this number.
Okay, perfect. And then for the business listing on Google, do you prefer the LLC to be included as well?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I think so too. Sometimes it's a preference and people tell me they don't want it, but I'm like, if you have an incorporation or an LLC, you might as well showcase it. It gives you extra credibility, you know? So.
Yeah.
And then what is the business address, Nathan?
1515. Mm-hmm. Stewart Lane, Sparta, Kentucky.
Okay.
410. Go ahead.
I was just going along. After Sparta, Kentucky, it was 410. What?
86.
Oh, 86. Okay. So it's 1515 Stewart Lane, Sparta, Kentucky, 41086. Correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. So, and is that a official business address that we can publish, or is it a residential where you prefer it to be hidden on Google?
That needs to be hidden.
Perfect.
That's
okay.
Residential.
Yeah, most really, excavation companies are residential offices. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
We'll hide it. No problem. But what was your question?
I'm trying to think, because, like, so my situation's a little weird. So it's like my address might be Sparta, but really my home base of operations is Crittenden. So that's a little further north in northern Kentucky area, and that's kind of where I branch out from. So I'm wondering, like, you know, without having a physical location here, you know, how can I, you know, make my search kind of go from, you know, show me kind of in the Crittenden area, you know, instead of Sparta.
How do you spell it, the Crittenden area? I'm going to look it up on the map.
You can do 41030 if you want. This is it.
Okay,
code.
Thank you. 41030. Okay, so I want to let you know there's two ways you can go about it. Number one is right now with the package that you have, because the business address is in Spartan, that's where it would be PIN verified. However, because it's bundled together with Facebook ads, we can run those wherever you like. So we could definitely run those in the 41030 or wherever you want. So that way you're getting the best of both worlds, right? But let's say that you tell me, hey, I really don't do anything in Sparta. That's just, you know, on paper, but I really want to stay in, you know, the other area. Then,
yeah.
What you could do is have an address that we could use to verify the business. Meaning, let's say that you have a friend or a relative or a colleague, that would let you use the address because it's going to be hidden on the profile anyway. We could do it that way as well. Now, Google will reject if it's a PO box or if it's a mailboxes, et cetera, like one of those box numbers. But if it's a physical address, they will allow it. So that might be a good route for you to go. Do you know anybody in that area that would let you use the address for the verification?
Yeah, I have somebody in mind that would probably let me.
Good. And then how many miles is that from Sparta, if you were to guess?
It's about a 30-minute drive to get there. It's probably about 20 miles.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, you will get verified with flying colors because the only criteria Google will say is if everything on paper shows Sparta, but you want the other area, when you use your friend's address or your colleague or whoever it is, they'll say that that address that you're using has to be within a 50-mile radius. So if it's only a 30-minute drive or 20, you know, miles away, that's going to work out perfectly well for you. So I'll put a note in that for the technician because we're going to be scheduling the client interview out either later today or tomorrow anyway. That way you have some time to get that address. And then just to let you know, while we were talking, I did get a response from my director, and I'm so thrilled for you because he did approve it. He said he's going to authorize the website to get included, and he gave me a promo code to waive the charges, and he even said to wish you a very profitable year. So I'm so glad that that worked out. By the way, I love your logo so much with the wolf in the background. Did you make that yourself, or did you hire, like, a graphic designer, or how did you come up with that?
No, that was something I threw together. I plan on eventually getting a more professional one done. So
I like it because the wolf in the background almost looks like it's supposed to be, like, a mountain range or something, you know, but then it has the wolf that goes with your business name, and I could see that, you know, if you were to go really big, getting branded, you know, how people see a duck and they think of Aflac, or they see a Geico and they think of Gecko, you know, I think that that would be really, really beneficial for you, but yeah, it's very cool. But so you just thought of it and just made it yourself?
Yeah.
Very good. Awesome. That's impressive. I actually envy creative people because I don't feel I'm very creative. So when I see things like that, I'm like, that's awesome. So now for the billing, is it your name on the credit card or the company name or both?
No, it's got both names on it.
Okay. And for you, does it just say Nathan Wolf or is there a middle name or initial?
Just Nathan Wolf.
Perfect. Okay. And then the billing address is also the Stuart Lane, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, it's the same.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Let me see. 5528.
Okay.
6956.
Got it.
7764 7355.
Okay, expiration?
0929.
0929. And then the code?
403.
402-403. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, Nathan, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. And then I will create that appointment for the client interview where they'll go over your keywords, your service area, creating your new website and getting you placed. Some of this voice recording, I'll just give you a heads up, is repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Wolf Excavation, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Nathan Wolf, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
Okay, all that means, and it would be beneficial to agree to it, and here's why, is it means that if you do anything else additional online for your business down the road, just to let us know about it so that we can make sure it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing. So it says, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we want to make sure, yeah, it wouldn't, you know, hurt the programming we're doing. Yeah, so thank you for that. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 4th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. That also will include the website for free. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fourth day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that ends the voice verification recording. And now let me open up the calendar. The client interview for later, it will take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. Let's see here. You're Eastern time, right? Is it like 10:45 there right now, give or take?
Yeah.
Okay. So we could do a 1 o'clock, a 2 o'clock, or a 5 o'clock this evening.
1 o'clock is fine.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, Nathan, is I'm going to book out the hour from 1 to 2 Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, because I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature so that you'll be grandfathered into this rate, and it will ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yeah.
Perfect. So if you click on the link in that text, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yes.
So all you have to do is scroll to the bottom. There's 3 boxes that you have to check. One will show that you're authorized. The second shows you receive text messages. The third shows that it's a reoccurring charge. Once you plug in those 3 boxes and put your name in and hit confirm signature, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Now, you don't need the username and password right now because that's already in your welcome email, but that's definitely a good sign. If you see that prompt, then that means that the e-signature went through.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. trying to get. I'm at the login page. What's my username again?
Oh, good. Okay. So you don't need the username right now, but let me look in your welcome email and tell you what it is just so that you have it. The username typically is going to be your 10-digit phone. Yep, it is. So the username is your 10-digit phone number, but with no spaces or dashes. It's just 859-393-0970. And then the password is all lowercase, all one word. It's web mobile. So web, like the World Wide Web, W-E-B, and then mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E. And then, incidentally, once you log in, you can always change that to, you know, whatever password you like. That's a temporary password to allow you in. Also, Nathan, we have a Local Splash app. So if you look in the Android or the iOS store, you can download Local Splash on your phone, and you can log in with those same credentials I just gave you, and that way you can respond to clients in real time. And also see the results that you're getting in real time. So that's something I always recommend that you do. And then, do you have that Crittenton address right now, or should I just put it that you'll give it to the technician at 1 o'clock when they call you?
I'll give it to them at 1.
Okay, you got it. All right, so you are all good to go. Welcome aboard. I'm so thrilled that this worked out for you. I know that you'll love it. So have a really, really profitable year and a great rest of your week. And then my technician will be calling you a little bit later, okay?
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You're very welcome. Oh, and incidentally, Nathan, my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So down the road, if you ever call in, you can use that number that's on the text messages, the 877-635-6225. Okay. If, let's say you have an update or a billing question or you want to talk to a technician, just hit option 1 and anyone that answers the phone can help you. Or if you want to talk to me directly, my extension is 777. So anytime you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Do you have any other questions for me at this point?
I think that's it for now.
Perfect. Okay. Well, have a great rest of your day, and then we'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.